Under the Hawthorn Tree, written by Marisha Conlon McKenna and read by Caroline Lennon. The breeze continued. It was great drying weather. Dan Collins had sent a message to say that he would take them to the bog that morning. Peggy kept hopping from one foot to the other with excitement. Since the hunger and sickness had come, the children spent most of their time hanging around the cottage. Mother wanted them near her. From their door, the O'Driscolls could see the curling smoke from each cottage chimney that made up their small homeland of Dunneen. It was a beautiful place. There were plenty of good neighbours. But nowadays there was very little visiting. Each family tried to hide its shame at having so little. Anyway, not many had the energy or the heart for singing, dancing and storytelling anymore. But today was different. Eily, Michael and Peggy were going to the bog. They waved goodbye to Mother, who looked tense and pale. Baby Bridget was still very sick. She slept most of the time and cried only when Mother put her down. They each carried a basket for the turf. Also, there was a can of cool water and some potato skins and a crust of dry bread to keep the hunger at bay.